what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the SoCal Update. I'm Leo Duran, and today, the city of LA has to close down its super vaccination sites because of supply issues again, and the city of West Hollywood reimagines public space. It's Friday, February 19th. One of the biggest challenges to distributing the COVID-19 vaccines has been supply, which officials say has been both limited and spotty. Carla Javier has been covering the vaccine rollout in SoCal. And Carla, what's the latest on vaccines here?
Well, the city of Los Angeles was expecting around 60,000 doses, but because of severe winter weather happening in other parts of the country, the planes actually carrying those doses have been unable to deliver them. So as a result, the city has to close its 6 big vaccination sites again, which means rescheduling more than 12,000 people who were supposed to get shots on Friday and another 12,000 people originally scheduled to get their shots on Saturday. And most of those appointments were for folks who had gotten their first shot, but who still need their second one. Though I should note, there is enough supply for the small mobile vaccination clinics run by the city. So those will continue to operate in South and East LA.
What happens if you're one of those people with an appointment for a shot this week then?
Well, the mayor says you will be automatically rescheduled for another date and time when there's hopefully more vaccine supply, and that you'll get a notification about that new appointment in an email, in a text, or a good old-fashioned phone call.
And because this is related to national weather, are these supply problems just unique to LA?
No, they're not. Another example is Orange County, where the big distribution site at Disneyland is also closed until at least Monday because the county has had supply issues, which it also attributes in part to the severe weather.
Sounds like there's so much going on. But for people out there, if they want to stay apprised of where they are in line, just head to myturn.ca.gov. Thanks a lot, Carla. California state lawmakers will present a bill on Monday that would incentivize schools to reopen with $2 billion for districts and also vaccines for educators. Caroline Champlin has that story. Hey there, Caroline.
Hey, how you doing? So this bill is essentially a response to Governor Newsom's own school reopening plan, which was criticized by lawmakers and superintendents for expecting too much too quickly. Like Newsom's proposal, this new bill offers money to districts to reopen campuses for students with high needs, including homeless and disabled students. But it gives districts more time to get ready until April instead of February. It also offers vaccines to teachers, which Newsom has called unnecessary.
It's actually going to slow down our ability to reopen schools safely. That's my concern. We are continuing dialogue with the legislature, but the proposal that was put out actually sets back the cause of safely reopening the schools on a timeline that I think advantages the most vulnerable Californians in this state.
And notably, this proposal does have the support of LA Unified, but the teachers union has not responded directly yet.
All right. Thanks a lot, Caroline. And then finally, the city of West Hollywood is the latest to rethink public space during this pandemic. And Ryan Fonseca has that story.
Yeah, the city is planning to close about a quarter mile of Robertson Boulevard to cars in order to create more space for people to walk, bike, and eat outside. The city council voted this week to launch a 3-month pilot program, and the change is slated to take effect in mid-April. City leaders and law enforcement say the goal is to make the space safe for everyone, promoting social distancing and allowing businesses more room to operate safely. They say one key way to do that is to take cars out of the equation. Not everyone is sold on this idea, though. Some local residents are concerned the closure will divert traffic to residential streets and draw larger crowds.
It'll be interesting to see how that works. Thanks a lot, Ryan, and thank you all for joining me on this SoCal Update. I'm Leo Duran, and I'll see you on Monday.